In parallel to this democratization of ice, a new wave of cocktail bars had started to focus on ice as a key component of their offering. In Liquid Intelligence, the Bible of modern cocktail culture, Dave Arnold dedicates a whole chapter to the subject, coaching his readers on the science and technology of making and using the sort of high-quality ice that was the norm in the days before mechanical refrigeration. Bars increasingly put this sort of ice front and centre. When the Avery opened in Chicago in 2011, it did so with a promotional video that showcased 25 individual types of ice in different shapes, sizes and flavours, from tiny pearls to cricket ball-sized shells, as used in the classic, much imitated, In the Rocks, in which the cocktail is served inside an ice cube that the drinker shatters at the table. Made on site in a dedicated ice room by a dedicated ice guy. This new craft ice even looked different. Crystalline, water clear in Arnold's formulation, carved in the fanciest bars, or shaved into exquisite shapes. The cloudy, brittle cubes lurking in the nation's freezer drawers were exposed as the abominations people in the trade had always thought them to be. As the author and spirits expert Emma Stokes told me over email, the craft cocktail movement also helped to foster a growing awareness that you need a decent amount of ice to make good cocktails. Add insufficient ice to a drink, and the ice will do what ice always seeks to do, melt into a watery mess. Add lots of ice, though, and the opposite happens. The drink remains cold and crisp. These were encouraging signs for the packaged ice business. If ice was supposed to be abundant, then a single domestic freezer tray or integrated fridge ice dispenser was no longer going to meet demand. Within the space of a few years, ice in the UK had started to matter, both in quantity and quality. People were even starting to display signs of ice snobbery. Within the trade, of course, they have always heaped derision on inferior product. Camper English, perhaps the preeminent cocktail ice scholar, refers to shitty hotel ice, in contrast to proper craft stuff. In The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks, David Embury warns against making ice at home, lest your fridge-freezer introduce unwanted notes of camembert cheese or leftover broccoli. But a giant piece of market research commissioned by the ice company in 2014 revealed that the average consumer, too, had an opinion. Increasingly, people wanted different kinds of ice depending on how that ice was going to be used, whether to pack into a cocktail shaker, chill an ice bucket, or melt decorously and imperceptibly in a dram of single malt.